92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. You may have heard the commercials running here on WGHN. We got Family Bound on the line. Jennifer Patrick created this organization, Family Bound, strengthening the ties that bind. Jennifer, good morning. Nice to have you on the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about Family Bound, because I know right now you're focusing on foster homes.
We are. So Family Bound is a company that my husband and I started a couple of years ago. We are former foster parents. We are currently parenting one biological kiddo and two that we adopted from foster care. And that launched our passion to come alongside other foster, adoptive, and kinship parents in the state of Michigan with training tools, resources, and support. And in addition to our educational trainings that are interactive and we hope inspiring, connecting people to each other, we also have a contract with MDHHS, that's Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services, and that contract covers 18 counties known as Region 3, and we recruit, train, and support foster, adoptive, and kinship families, of course, for the most positive outcomes for the kids experiencing child welfare.
Michigan has approximately 10,000 children in foster care at any given time. We talked about, the misconceptions of becoming a foster parent.
Right.
Becoming a parent doesn't come with a manual. Becoming a foster parent doesn't come with a manual. But do you have some kind of training system?
Oh, Mary Ellen, I'm so glad that you asked that question. We do have pre-licensing training. It's about 24 to 25 hours of training. It's very comprehensive, and it's very current with the most recent research on brain development and how trauma impacts brain development, which of course impacts child development. And that's why we see some delays or behaviors. And we like to say that behavior is communication. Kids that have experienced hardship can't tell you, well, you know, when I was 6 months old, this is what happened to me. So instead, we see them, communicating through other means. And so we have a pre-licensing training called GROW, and it has been developed with a contract between MDHHS and Eastern Michigan University's School of Social Work, and a lot of input statewide from not only caseworkers, licensing supervisors, counselors, but also foster, adoptive, and kinship parents, and not only the parents, but kids who have grown up and gone on out of foster care as young adults. They had input into the training that we now provide to foster parents to get their license.
That's amazing, because
it is amazing.
They know.
I wish I'd had this training.
Well, they
when
know.
I got licensed.
They know firsthand, right?
They do.
They know firsthand. Is there any? If somebody wants to become a foster parent and they have their own biological children still in the home, is there support for them as well?
Yes, absolutely. There are support groups statewide, all over. Different agencies offer various support systems. On the Family Bound website, you will find resource guides for all of the 18 counties that we cover in Region 3. But there are other groups and state-funded organizations that offer that kind of support to families.
That's amazing. If people are considering becoming a foster parent, they can go to Foster Care Navigators. The phone number, and I'll put this in the podcast, 855-MISH-KIDS or michigan.gov/hope. For a home. Jennifer, what do you love about being a foster parent the most?
Well, I really loved, Mary Ellen, getting to see the kids grow and heal. The kids that we see in other families, we're not fostering any longer, but the kids that I see in other families coming from such places of neglect or abuse and seeing them heal, gain their confidence, have joy, have a normal day. Have a normal day and know that it can be so good.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
I have a lump in my throat. I'm not going to lie.
You know? Really.
Because, you know,
I had a kiddo. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, these are conversations that are difficult to have, but we need to have them, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
I was going to say one of my first kiddos that came to me, she was in, I think sixth grade and had maybe a second grade, halfway through a second grade year reading level. And she was with me for over a year, and we got her up to fourth grade reading level. And that was just confidence, time, you know, practice. But it was just, it was a bonding opportunity too, where she and I sat and we read together, and it didn't matter that we might have been reading younger material for a sixth grader.
Right.
That was okay.
Right.
She grew, she developed, and she was so proud of herself that she made such progress.
That's a win. That is
mm-hmm,
a win.
Definitely.
People can go to familybound.org. You have quite the team, I must say.
Yeah.
Really do. You have a region and resource team, and your website's really easy to navigate and whatnot. And so I just really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning, because this really is an important thing. And I think that a lot of times when you don't know about something, if you don't know what it takes to be a foster parent, that anyone can do this, then maybe more people will think about that. You know,
absolutely.
One last question. Are there any age limits on this?
Well, you have to be 18.
Well, okay, but I mean, can you be in your 60s and become a foster parent?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I know people in their 70s that are foster
parents. Really?
I met Mary Ellen at a Christmas party for foster parents a couple of years ago. I met a woman who I think they told me was 72 in a wheelchair, and she has one leg.
Wow.
And she's fostering. She just took two kids in at Christmas. Really, there shouldn't be anything stopping us.
No, there shouldn't be. Thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Mary Ellen.